Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Good evening and, well, good morning across the country and around the world. Why do I say good morning? American Forces Radio Network, as we talk the world of sports here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. Welcome in. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529, as we take you into the night, into the morning hours across the country and around the world. Look back at Super Bowl 57. We'll sprinkle in some other things. I'll have some thoughts on the TV commercials. Obviously, the Super Bowl advertising and the commercials create a good buzz for about, well, for the game and then the afterthought. So we'll do that. Dominic's download as well. Fred Smith will chime in from New England. And we get a show underway on a Monday into a Tuesday morning. I'll save it for my monologue coming out of the break. But, you know, that game was good and borderline great, but there was some stuff. Obviously, we're going to get into, you know, the officiating. A lot of people are talking about it. I'll give you my opinion coming up. Have some thoughts on that. Listen, Philadelphia had opportunities to sock this game away. Mahomes, give him credit, even with the bum ankle, getting probably re-aggravated a little bit, came out with a big run. And we just saw some histrionics down the stretch and a game that took forever. I mean, you're talking, well, we didn't kick it off till 6:47 East, 3:47 on the West Coast. Not a big deal in California. In the Midwest, though, they're pushing the envelope. East Coast, I mean, you're looking at 10:30, quarter of 11 before, you know, the post-game show gets underway. So, you know, a long game. But, hey, listen, it's entertainment. It's an undeclared national holiday, Super Bowl Sunday. People are kind of waddling their way. I should use the word waddle like Bradshaw did in that post game interview. I mean, listen, Bradshaw's been a great guy, but my God, you can't tell Andy Reid to come over here, waddle over here and talk to me. I mean, you can't say that to a guy, can you really? I couldn't believe Bradshaw came out of his mouth. So that and a whole lot more coming up again. Dom's download again. We're presented by Muggsy's. They're going to celebrate the early start of spring. They're going to have a practice round of St. Patrick's Day. Coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We look forward to it. I'm Marty Terrell. We're kicking off the Monday into a Tuesday edition across the country and around the world. This is Sports Byline broadcast, SiriusXM, American Forces Radio Network. We're coming right back.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview, game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, talking the world of sports and a whole lot more. We'll do a lot of entertainment. Halftime show, we'll get into Rihanna. I know a lot of people are fired up about that. I don't know why, but we got a lot to get to here. As we talk the Super Bowl 57 now in the books, I'm going to give you a couple thoughts. We've got Fred Smith on the line. We'll get his take and a few other items. You know, listen, Philadelphia got out coached. I'm going to go through this real quick, and then I'll get Fred in here. Philadelphia got out coached. Spagnuolo made great adjustments at the half. Did you notice, too, the camera when they saw, when they showed Kansas City coming out of their locker room in the second half, a live shot? Spagnuolo led the charge running out of the tunnel. Tell me he didn't have a little crystal ball and a bounce in his step. And Mahomes was moving just fine. So that was the... that kind of sounded the all clear insofar as Kansas City's concerned. So Spagnuolo makes great adjustments, but there's so many things. Was it a bad call at the end? It's probably a call that you don't want to see made in a Super Bowl with, you know, a minute 48 to go. You don't want to see that call. But Bradbury, he altered his path. It looks like he grabbed him. I don't know that he grabbed him a second time, which is a popular opinion. I think he clutched him real quick and let go, and then he kind of angled him, guided him with that left arm. You know, listen, is it a legit call? Yeah, if you wanna really cut hairs and split hairs, yeah, you could say it's the right call and live with that. That, on the other hand, I would not want that. Did not want to see that call to decide a Super Bowl, and that's exactly what it did. They would have kicked the field goal anyways, but we were deprived of seeing Jalen Hurts move the team down the field. But listen, Philadelphia's got no excuses. Two third quarter possessions, came up with nothing. A punt. They gave up a huge punt return to Kadarius Toney. I understand they tied it at 35 after they went down 35-27. They got their first lead at 28-27. We know all this. They did not contain Mahomes. Their defense did not. This was a vaunted Philadelphia defense? I don't think so. Later on in the show, in the last segment, I'll bring Brock Hines via some instant messages he sent me. And if you listen to him on Friday, he nailed this. I mean, I got to give Hines credit. He absolutely nailed this. And the Philadelphia defense, come on, they gave up 38 points. And then don't forget, they took a touchdown away, which I thought was highly suspect, and Butker missed a chippy field goal. So really, in the end, it's almost like they gave up nearly 50 points. So, I mean, you can't go, you know, Philadelphia, they could cry. And I subscribe to the Philadelphia Inquirer, that paper, they're all wound up. Listen, they can sit there and scream all they want. The bottom line is they got outplayed. I mean, that's the bottom line. So I'll spend a lot of time with this with Fred. Get him in here. Fred, good afternoon. How are you, pal? What's going on?
Yeah, the Monday after, Marty. So, yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said there. All the pregame hype and everything over Philadelphia's defense, and they're rushing the passer. They didn't even show up. They could
their
get
defense,
no pressure,
Fred.
And, you know, is that that's just a testament to the old offensive line of the Kansas City Chiefs. They had a great game. Their tackles played good. And Mahomes, yeah, got the ball out quick. And I do agree the coaching was a little better in the second half. It's a tale of two halves there. It was all Philadelphia in the first half. Kansas City hardly had the ball. You're thinking, my goodness, this is really like, you know, I'm liking the way it was going. But then they made the proper adjustments at halftime, and it certainly was a completely different second half.
Well, here's where I'll go. At 20, you're exactly right, Fred. And I charted the game. I'm one of these nerdy guys. I'm out in public watching it with a bunch of people, you know, 12 or 13 people, and I do the play-by-play. I not voice it, but I write down everything. Here's the start of the third quarter, 24-14, Kansas City, okay? Kansas City gets the ball. First and 10 after a touchback. Pacheco. 7 yards, second and three. Pacheco, 2 yards. Third and one. McKinnon, 15 yards, first and 10. Mahomes to Kelsey, first and 10. Moore, Kansas City, rushes 6 yards, second and four. Watson, catch for four, first down. McKinnon, 4 yards, second and six. All I'm saying is 10 plays, 75 yards, right down the field, 24-21. And you know what? The bottom line is when later on when Philadelphia had to settle for that field goal and, you know, because of that stupid delay of game penalty, now it's 27-21. They come right down and get the other touchdown set up by the punt return. Or no, that was the previous. That was the one after that. Bottom line is they took their first lead. They settled for a field goal, and they also punted on a third quarter possession. That was the knife, the stake in the heart of the Philadelphia Eagles, Fred, in my opinion. How about you?
Yeah. They ran a game clock down every play to like 2-1, snap the ball.
Drive you nuts.
Sooner or later, you knew that was going to bite them, and it did. I do value the timeouts, though. I like his thinking there, but you think they would have made an adjustment there and get out of the huddle quicker, get the snaps quicker, but they failed to make that adjustment. Yeah, they, you know, they had a couple of bad plays there, but, you know, statistically, Philadelphia was outplayed them on paper. I mean, the total yards was 417 of 349, passing 302 to 182.
I know the numbers. You look at those numbers.
They don't add up. The time of possession, they had the ball 10 minutes longer than Kansas City, and their total plays was 72 plays to 53 for Kansas City. It don't add up, but
no, I
they're
understand,
on the losing
though,
side.
You're right, but my point is this, that drive to start the third quarter was key. Everybody in the world knew that Kansas City got the second half kickoff, and if they went down and scored, it was game on. And if they had to settle for three there, or if they went three and out, or even the drive stalled and they were forced to punt, would have been a whole different game. I thought that was the key possession, and then obviously the other things we pointed out. All right, you know, so listen, Philadelphia's built for long term. Kansas City, it's going to be interesting. I mean, you know, Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator, is probably going to get a look-see. I mean, I hear he's looking at other teams as an OC, not necessarily a head coach. Philadelphia's probably going to lose both coordinators. You know, so the power base, here we are less than 24 hours since the end of the Super Bowl. I don't think there's going to be a dominant preseason pick next year, Fred, right here at the get-go. How about that real quick?
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. Another thing I wanted to touch on was that grass. What was up with that turf? The biggest game of the year.
Oh, my God.
The
that field was terrible.
Terrible. The foot,
terrible.
You know, I don't know how the NFL, they didn't get the memo or some new style of grass they put out. It was terrible, the footing. Granted, both teams had to deal with it, but, you know, that was, you know, that could be, led to injuries, and, you know, some of those guys got lucky. But, yeah, the turf was absolutely horrible there.
Nah, that's a great point, and I'm glad you brought that up because you're exactly right, 1,000%. Horrible job. That field's got to be in better condition. I mean, it's the biggest football game in the world, for the biggest sporting event in the world, for crying out loud. I mean,
yeah,
I couldn't agree
with
you more.
One of our college, I mean, our high school classmates is an expert in grass, and I see him on Facebook commenting on it. It's like, hey, we know how to grow grass up here in Massachusetts. One other good thing, I guess I got to brush up on my Roman numerals, bud, once a year. You know what I mean? How often do I use Roman numerals?
Hey, did any of the commercials catch you at all?
I'm trying to think. Wasn't there one with some older rock and rollers or something about something?
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you want to hang through the break, I'm going to talk about the commercials. You want to chime in for just a couple? Because I know you saw one I'm going to bring up. Just hang in for a minute on the other side, would you?
Okay. Yeah, okay, yep.
Just hang in. Yeah, because you cut on late, and I messed things up here. I got on late. I'm talking too much. All right, good job. We got Dom's Download coming up, too, in the last segment. We'll look at the commercials. And we're going to dip into the state of Rhode Island for this. So this will be interesting. So we'll do that as we come back here. It's Calling All Sports. I'm Marty Terrell, across the country on SiriusXM, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And we salute all our servicemen and women and officers, Navy, Army, Air Force, Marines around the globe listening in on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell. We're presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Muggsy's Pizza House. An Irish sports pub in central Iowa, Pleasant Hill, right outside of Des Moines. Coming back here.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Back here on Calling All Sports, talking the world of sports. We're doing Super Bowl commercials in this segment. Fred Smith hangs in. Fred, I go to Dan McGowan in the Boston Globe, the best and worst Super Bowl ads. They got a group of experts in the state of Rhode Island, ad agencies in the Ocean State, to weigh in on it. But, Ben Affleck, you know, that Dunkin' commercial, it was either voted the worst or the best. I don't know. I don't remember it. I'm not going to try to BS you. Do you remember the Ben Affleck ad at all for Dunkin'? We know it as Dunkin' Donuts in New England, but now it's rebranded as Dunkin'. Do you remember the ad or no?
Yeah, he rolled up on the window and he kept giving out free stuff and yakking and talking, and then people got up there and they were like, oh, Ben Affleck, but that happened a few weeks ago. That made local news out here that he was in there doing
yep.
that.
So but, did you like the ad or no?
No, it was okay. I'm not a Dunkin' guy myself, but yeah, he was all right.
The other one was Summer Lovin'. You had John Travolta, you had Don Faison and Zach Braff singing Summer Lovin', obviously from the movie Grease, Olivia Newton-John. That one got panned as insensitive because Olivia Newton-John, of course, died 6 months ago of breast cancer. I remember the ad last night. It didn't strike me as being insensitive at the time. I think we're going crazy. We're getting so hyper-kinetic about things. I think that's a stretch. I don't know how good the ad was, but I don't. If anything, they're paying tribute to her. Why do we always have to look at the glass half empty? They're paying tribute to her,
that.
For crying out loud.
Yeah, you know, that's all good feelings back in Greece when we were growing up. Why, you know, there's a lot of that so-called four-letter word going around. So, but the deal with Gronk, that wasn't no big deal. Gronk's facing all kinds of ads, don't he?
Yeah, he's doing Subway, but the field goal thing really didn't go off. That was a bust. Anyways, these Rhode Island ad agencies, Steve Ross and Mary Sadlier from Ad Adventures, they thought the Binky Dad for Kia Telluride was excellent. I'm not so sure. The worst ad was Hold by Bud Light. Nobody likes to hear music when they're on hold. So even Top Gun, Maverick star Miles Teller, his lovely wife and cute dog dancing together, can't save this Bud Light commercial, blah, blah, blah. The one that I agree with, and this comes in Rhode Island from Alec Beckett from Nail, which is an ad agency. Now, Fred, I don't know where you were. Well, you were probably at home watching the game. I was in Muggsy's, okay, outside of Des Moines, Iowa. The place is, you know, a pretty decent crowd. The best ad was the Tubi commercial where it looked like the game was back on and then someone in the room started messing with Roku. Do you remember that ad where it looked like you had lost the channel? Were you affected by that ad?
Was there another Tubi ad, too, or something?
There might have been. This one looked like someone had sat on the remote and knocked the game off the air. I thought it was clever because I'm figuring there's 120 million people watching it in sports bars, restaurants, you name it, hotel, ballrooms, wherever, around the world, and it looked like the game got knocked off the air. I mean, I thought it was very, very clever. I did. I thought it was clever.
They had a lot of movie trailers, and I'm thinking, man, who's going to go watch these movies? It's like, I'm shaking my head.
Hey, listen, they do that, and they wouldn't do it if they didn't get the return on investment. I don't think they would. Hey, all-time record, over $7 million, Fred, for a 30-second ad. Think about that for a moment.
Crazy. Well, the M&M ad came on before the Doritos. I guess that was a big betting thing, who would get first there. But, Rihanna showed here that came down out of the ceiling. I think that was quite impressive to be up there. It looked like she had a little something to anchor her, but that was quite a feat.
Yeah, and the baby bump was the big discussion today. You know, she's pregnant again. A lot of people getting wound up over that. Can I tell you what, Fred? Why do people, I swear, and I just said this, so I'm asking a rhetorical question, but it's just like people are so negative. I mean, I thought the show was great for what it was. I mean, look, I saw bits and pieces of it. I wasn't glued to it. I'm in a setting where it wasn't conducive to really getting the full effects of it. You know, I'm with a group of football fans, predominantly men. There were some women there, but the bottom line is everyone's talking about what Kansas City is going to do with their first possession. I was paying attention. I did see some YouTube clips of it. So as I look back at it, I thought it was great. But the woman's getting killed in some parts. I mean, she really is. I don't get that. I really don't. But
you know,
I guess I do.
I heard some of her songs on the radio. Of course, it's a different generation than you and I. But she's, like, hugely popular and
she's
Grammys and everything. It's, you know, they're trying to bring the next generation of fans in, right? So the dude who did the national anthem, now you're talking my speed there, you know what I mean?
Now, tell me about that. Here's the other thing. What did you do when you saw the close-up of Nick Sirianni, the Eagles coach, and obviously he's crying? Some people were saying those were crocodile tears. Go ahead, weigh in, Fred. This ought to be good.
I don't know. He must have had the spirit moving him there, something coming down on him to get him to really to do that. He was really dialed into the game and his feelings, and meant a lot to him. You know, men aren't supposed to cry. I wouldn't think they were crocodile tears. Something must have really moved him in his family or his past or in remembrance of somebody, or, you know, giving it up to God to whatever. But it is what I'm not, you know, I was okay with that.
I think it's great. And you know what my theory is? I'm with you in part. It might have been a spiritual moment. It might have been a grandma or grandpa who passed away. I don't know the guy's background all that much. Here's what it very could have been. It very could have been the enormity of the start of the Super Bowl, a pressure-packed season, a lot of pressure on you. That could have been as much of anything but, like you said, a spiritual moment, or it could have been a stress release where he just caught up in the enormity and the excitement and the groundswell of the Super Bowl, and he just was into our national anthem. It is the anthem of this country. It's going to be followed by a flyover. I think you can. I've cried during the national anthem. I have. I mean, it's, you know, how can you not watch the Whitney Houston one from 92 in Tampa, Giants Bills, and not get moved by that rendition of the national anthem? Lip sync or not? How can you not be moved by that?
It's a very patriotic moment, and it's one of the great moments in the sporting in our country. And, you know, we're all Americans first. I don't look at color of anything. Those were two quarterbacks. It was a great game. They were more evenly matched than ever before. Just a tremendous game, even though my team lost. But, you know, hey, somebody's got to win, and they executed. Mahomes did what he needed to at the time to gain yards, and just a tremendous game.
It was. I mean, 38-35, the last team to touch the ball, obviously, you know, won the game. How about the guy who takes the knee right before the goal line? If he goes in, obviously a lot of people bet on squares. The gambling element was alive and well, Fred. There were a lot of people complaining when he took the knee, and then they ran the clock down to kick the field goal and end the game. How about you on that?
They were saying Greg Olsen was really good on that. You know, the guy had situational awareness to go down, keep the clock going. So that was like a really good situational play. You know, if they ran in and scored, then they would have got the ball back and could have been possibly a different outcome. But pretty good game. I think the coaching did make a little bit better of a difference, like Brock said on Friday's
Brock nailed it. Yeah.
Andy Reid and stuff. But, you know, hey, now it's over. I'm moving on to we got NASCAR coming up this week. That's like the Super Bowl in its own right, the biggest race of the season kicking off. And, you know, spring training will get going. And, you know, turn a page, move on, like Bob Seger said. I wanted to just give a shout-out to all our military people that hope they enjoyed themselves watching the game, and it's an American thing, and these young men and women are over there, especially with everything going on in the world now with these balloons flying all over.
Crazy.
Thank God,
crazy.
And protect our servicemen that they're protecting us. And I hope they had a fun time just to get away from their service for the game. So I appreciate every one of them.
Fred, you did a great job today, buddy. I love you. You did a phenomenal job. You know, we got Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics. You got your hands on the pulse, your finger on the pulse of the New England Northeast sports scene. Great job out of you. And go out and buy that Boston Herald tomorrow for $4.50, for crying out loud.
All right, Marty. Thanks for having me, bud. Have a good one.
All right. You got it. The common man, the common fan. That's my man, Fred Smith, our guy. He is super, super, super good. All right, great job out of him. All right, also towards that end, Brock Hines, wow, on Friday. And I got it right here in written proof. Holy smokes. I mean, it's unbelievable. I got to give him a shout-out. So I'll do that. Then we got Dom's download. I'm dying to hear what Dom has to say. Big part, staple of the program, one of the anchors. So we'll get to Dom on his download coming up, and then we'll look at a pretty decent Monday night in the world of sports. You know, this is one of the toughest days in sports, too. You come off it. I don't care whether you drink or not. I happen to not, but, you know, you come off Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, I woke up this morning. I mean, I was up late into the night doing some work, and I finally got to sleep, and then when I woke up, I was like, whoa. I mean, it's a big emotional letdown. You get so – even if your team's not in it, I mean, you're out at parties. I mean, today is not exactly the most productive day in America insofar as our workforce across this great country. It should be probably be a national holiday. Super Bowl Sunday, and then give people Monday off. But there again, people think we have too many holidays to begin with. All right, we're coming back on the other side. Dom's download, but I want to retrace the footprints, the footsteps of our contributor, Brock Hines. Was it the Calvin Johnson touchdown against the Bears? Was it a, you know, similar call? Remember Tom Brenneman called that game? I believe it was at, obviously, Soldier Field. Coming right back on Sports Byline.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's single, Dave's single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, Sam. Whew. Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for 6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorns Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
All right, back here on Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast. You know, I thought the coaching thing, anywhere I could post on social media through the weekend, anybody saying that the coaching was going to be a big point of difference, I got after it. I posted on Total Strangers in their threads. I didn't buy it one iota. I just thought Philadelphia had superior talent. But I was wrong about the coaching. So we'll go back to Friday. And what I said, this is verbatim quote now, okay? I said, and this is again, Brock Hines. I said, Brock, okay, we broke it down. Give me a quick hit. Let's have your prediction. He said, okay, Marty, trends are going both ways, but experience will matter. I also took umbrage with that. I thought that was a bunch of hooey. But he said experience will matter. Casey, defensive coordinator, Spagnuolo is from Massachusetts, will make a big difference. Chiefs in a nail-biter. And there you go. And Andy Reid, after Terry Bradshaw told him to waddle on over, which was crazy, said that he made the necessary adjustments to hold Philly to a touchdown field goal in the second half, and it was that field goal attempt, and it was the delay of game penalty that really, really cost them on a couple of occasions. Jalen Hurts, and he got away with a couple too. You know, they give you that 1 second window. You get a little grace period, about a 1 second, 1.5 second grace period. You know, and then I was sitting with my buddy Billy Kirby, and, you know, he's a big listener. He was saying, too, you know, these officials, you know, Philadelphia's getting a jump. The offensive line's moving. I thought he was kind of going a little cuckoo. Kirby was on that. He was getting a little carried away with that. And his wife, sports gal, Angela, she kind of checked out. She didn't have all hands. She didn't have both oars in the water last night watching the game. But, you know, listen, the holding call, you know, Hines says he's done with the people yelling rigged on soft holding calls. Can't see touchdown called back after a clear catch because they've made it a rule so convoluted. It evens it out, the Calvin Johnson rule. You know, we go back to that. Calvin Johnson, if you don't remember, that was right corner of the end zone, makes the catch over Bowman in Chicago. As he's coming down, he one-hands the ball, which I hate to begin with. You know, and then he loses control of it, but he clearly made the catch and made a step and then put his hand down. The ball popped out. It was a touchdown. I remember that game. I was watching that game, and I vividly remember it. So there you go. Excellent job. So kudos to Heinze. Kudos to all you people who had Kansas City. I wasn't one of them, and I'm eating crow. I just figured Philadelphia had superior talent. And on the 2 points that I went against everybody and made a big deal out of it, I got my head handed to me. I couldn't have been more wrong about the experience and the coaching. It paid dividends. No ifs, ands, buts about it. All right, let's get him in here. Vanguard Utility Partners, Dominic Jimenez. Dom, let me go backwards here a little bit. Did the Tubi ad fool you where you were watching the game last night?
No, I don't have Tubi, and I was in charge of the remotes, so I know nothing bad happened. I'm like, this is good, because it was the type of movement where somebody sat on the remote, what did you do?
Right, exactly. I mean, we were in a sports pub, and I'm telling you, everybody got fooled.
I believe
it. They were like, what's going on? It was wild. All right, let's have your take on the game. Obviously, the officiating is being much discussed. Let's break it down. Go ahead.
The officiating was fine to me. Ticky-tack call, I like more consistency with my reffing, and the fact that they hadn't called anything like that prior, when you know darn well at some point there was a holding, a defensive holding that I didn't care for. But overall, I thought it was fine. The game, as somebody who wanted both teams to lose, was an entertaining game. So I'm grateful for that, because I know a lot of fellow Niner fans were like, I'm not watching this at all. I'm like, it's the Super Bowl. I'm going to watch it anyway, even though I don't want to watch either team win. Overall, it was solid. The commercials, nothing special, nothing that is going to be seared into my mind that I'm going to recall 10 years from now and be like, hey, you remember that Super Bowl commercial? But they were fine. They were solid. Rihanna, a little boring in retrospect. She was pregnant, so that's why it was maybe a little boring, but it was nice. A good performance. It was nice seeing her and perform some of her hits. So, and she's got such a catalog that it was hard not to get a bunch of her hits. So that was fine. That was solid. Not great. Not bad. It was fine. That was kind of sums up the entire Super Bowl for me. Is it was solid. It wasn't the greatest overall Super Bowl experience. Far from the worst experience. It was solid. The one thing that was not good, the field. You and Fred both talked about it. Gave me traumatic flashbacks to early Levi's Stadium when it opened. And
I remember
it, it was just so bad. Except, I will say, it was horribly chunked up and slipping. But from an aesthetic standpoint, it still looked a lot better than Levi's. Levi's was, everybody was slipping, and you could see the divots. So at least there was that going for it.
Yeah, no question. Great points on all fronts. Now let's pick it up. Not pick you apart, but pick it apart a little bit more. All right, 24-14. I know, you know, you're obviously a great football fan and a solid analyst. You knew that that possession was going to be huge, and right down the field. Pacheco, McKinnon, Kelsey partook. I mean, again, I go right down the line. Moore, McKinnon again. Pacheco had the one-yard TD run at the end. 10 plays, 75 yards. I mean, just precision. Stone cold precision on that opening drive, second half. The whole tempo of the game changed. And even then, they didn't get the lead until they took the lead 28-27 after the punt return by Tony. But let's be honest, that second half opening drive was huge. It had to happen, and the way it happened even made it more powerful. How about you on that?
No, I complete agreement with you. In just regular games, how many times have we seen a tonal shift at coming out of halftime with the opening drive? It happens all the time. And people forget, with the Super Bowl, the halftime wait time is longer because they have the performance. So that's even longer for Philadelphia to maintain their – I'm not going to say they maintain their focus. They were obviously focused still. But that's an extra, you know, 10 to 20 minutes of you're not used to that. And then for Kansas City to come out and do what they did, it's a letdown because there is adrenaline and all that stuff. The moment of playing, it can dissipate over halftime. But a lot of these players are used to going through that halftime, coming back out and being like, all right, let's go. We're still on this. We're going to hold this lead. But with the extra amount of time, I think that maybe does come into play. And that's an experience thing. Not necessarily when I think about Super Bowl experiences, like playing under the bright lights. No, it's having to adjust what you're used to because it's the Super Bowl. And I think that's one of those things where Philadelphia, I think there was like four or five players from their last Super Bowl that are on this team. So they're not an experienced Super Bowl team. And I think that played a large part into the bit of a letdown that Philadelphia's defense had in the second half, especially on that opening drive. Marty, are we still got you, Marty? All right. I'm not sure what happened. I'm going to try reconnecting with Marty right now. I don't know where he went, but I know that I don't hear him talking. Let's see if we've got him. Marty, do we got you back? All right, I don't know where Marty went. The weird thing is we're connected here. Marty, it may be a microphone or something. You may have gotten bumped, or you may have accidentally turned your mic off. I know things can get chaotic, especially when we're remote. There we go. I see levels. Hey, Marty, you back?
How did you know that I actually I hit I hit the mute thing by accident. I got to keep that above. It was on my lap. Keep the mute switch in front of you, Dom. I apologize.
No,
I apologize.
It's totally fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Kansas City's offensive line, my friend. I mean, give up a sack. I mean, listen, that defense. I mean, if you give Nick Bolton his second scoop and score, and Butker doesn't miss a field goal, add 10 more, you're talking nearly 50 points they allowed. 50.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, the defensive scores, you got to take 14 away, so I kind of get. But still, this vaunted defense that I was pumping up all last week, come on, let's be honest. Kansas City's offensive line did a phenomenal job. Phenomenal.
They were fantastic, and one of my concerns was they haven't had the Chiefs haven't experienced a pass rush quite like Philadelphia, or a secondary like Philadelphia's. But what we didn't clearly think about, Marty, is Philadelphia hasn't really run into a staunch offensive line lately.
Soft schedule this year. It's one of the softest schedules in the league.
Yeah, especially in the playoffs, too.
That's true.
Giants, not great. The 49ers, they had a fourth quarterback and then a elbow ligament-less Brock Purdy, but their offensive line, not that great, especially when it comes to pass protection, which we saw happen. But the Chiefs, they had it figured out, and, you know, going into it, Mahomes, I don't care what he says, he wasn't 100%. Boy, did he look great and comfortable in the pocket, which I think as a defense is the last thing you want to see is Patrick Mahomes being comfortable.
I mean, he just had plenty of time to throw. And even when the heat was coming down on him, even on the bum foot, I mean, come on. That big run obviously set up a touchdown. It was just, you can't make it up. He just finds a way. He absolutely finds a way. Kelce and Pacheco was huge. How about Smith-Schuster? He had six catches. I think did he have six catches for the game or six in the second half and maybe a total of nine? I mean, they spread the ball around. Tony comes up with a big punt return. He had a big catch. Say what you want. They moved it around here, and Mahomes didn't, you know, everybody said, well, insofar as Mahomes and Kelce goes, so far goes Kansas City. I get that to a point. Dom, he spread it around beautifully. He really did. And they had a nice balance, even though they didn't have anywhere near the time of possession you thought they would need to score that many points. They were quick strike, and he spread the ball around. One quick hit on their offense.
Yeah, so one, Juju had seven catches, so most of his damage was in the second half because
seven,
he didn't do much in the first half. The other thing is I completely agree with you, and it kind of seemed to be a little bit of a lost storyline that this is what Patrick Mahomes has actually done all season. They got rid of their number one wide receiver, Tyreek Hill, in a trade to save some money because they couldn't extend him and give him the money he wanted. So they brought in guys like Marquez Valdez-Scantling. They brought in guys like Juju Smith-Schuster. They relied on guys like the Mecole Hardman. It was a ragtag group of, I don't want to say cast-offs, but none of those wide receivers are what you would consider a number one. Yes, Travis Kelce, clearly a top receiving threat, but he's still a tight end. So you still have to have some kind of threat on the outside. And just Patrick Mahomes is so good that they got it done. Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy, fantastic job scheming guys open and just creating chaos. And it's funny, really quick, Marty, the two touchdowns that the Chiefs had that were identical, the quick in-and-out fake motion routes to the right and to the left, Eric Bieniemy caught that because the Jaguars did it to the Eagles earlier this season,
right,
an identical
right.
play. So how about that? Right. The Chiefs copied the Jaguars.
That's exactly right. Great point. Dominic's Download brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne and Company, 7-state Midwestern footprint. When companies and utilities and municipalities obviously need to deal with their infrastructure and get it repaired, someone's going to do the planning, get those little flags in the ground so the existing infrastructure is not destroyed. Vanguard Utility Partners, they excel across the Midwest with Randy Byrne and Company. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come back. We'll look at what's streaming tonight, what you'll be streaming about in the world of sports on a little come down Monday after the Super Bowl. We'll put a wrap on it when we come back here on Sports Byline Broadcast, SiriusXM American Forces Radio Network around the globe. Keep it right here.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Lots to get to. We'll get to TV and streaming tonight, and even radio, national radio across the way on Big Monday of college basketball. But there's a light schedule in college basketball. I do want to visit the top 25 in men's college basketball, AP, because Alabama, a quote-unquote football school, ranked number one in the country right now. Alabama with 38 first-place votes. Houston, 2. Purdue, 3. UCLA, 4. Kansas, 5. So there's your top five in this week's AP poll, which just came out earlier today. You know, the big mover was Purdue off the top line. They lose to Northwestern. I thought they would lose to Iowa last week, even at home. I thought Iowa was poised to pick them off. It did not, but Northwestern did. And that was just put that in the bad loss category for Purdue. They fall. But, you know, the Big 12 with five teams in the top 25, led by Kansas at 5, Texas at 6, Baylor at 9. They moved up, had a big week. And then you have Kansas State at 12, and then Iowa State, which, you know, had a weird week. They lose to West Virginia. And who else did Iowa State play? Let's see here. Just on Saturday, who'd they play? Oh, they had the Kansas win, And who did they lose? They lost their home game this weekend. Come on, Marty. Horrible job out of me. But anyways, they are now 12-1 at Hilton Coliseum. So there you go. Iowa State falls to 19th in the country. In terms of tonight, let me just roll through it real quick. Take me about 10 seconds. Miami of Florida, North Carolina. Can't get too excited about that. Probably West Virginia, Baylor, Texas Tech. That's about it. So there you go. That's all the time we have. It was Oklahoma State who beat them on Saturday. Oklahoma State at Hilton Coliseum, as the clones couldn't throw it in the ocean or a lake in the second half. Good job out of Dom, Fred Smith, and the whole crew. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your evening across the country and around the world on Sports by the Line broadcast, SiriusXM, and the American Forces Radio Network. Adios.